Queen Vashti, wife of King Ahasuerus of Persia, was repudiated by her husband for refusing to obey his orders. She had defied the king's command to come and be admired for her beauty during a great banquet to which all the nobles and officials of the kingdom had been invited. Fearing that her example would incite the women of his realm to show disrespect to their husbands, the king had issued a decree forbidding Vashti ever again to enter his presence. A few years later, having waged an unsuccessful war against Greece, the king came back to his palace in Susa and remembered Vashti and what she had done. Then the king's attendant said to him, "Let a search be made to find beautiful young virgins for the king. Let them be placed in the care of Hegai, the keeper of the women, and let beauty treatments be given them. Then let the girl who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." This advice appealed to the king. Now there was in the city of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, named Mordecai, who had been carried into exile by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, also known as Esther. He had adopted her because she was an orphan, and had brought her up as his own daughter, after her father and mother died. Now Esther was very lovely. When the king's edict was issued, many girls were brought to Susa from all the provinces of the empire and put in the care of Hegai, who was in charge of the women's quarters. Esther was also taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Hegai, and the girl won his favor. But she did not reveal her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. Each day Mordecai walked up and down near the palace courtyard, hoping to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her. The young girls who were brought to Susa stayed a whole year in the palace, getting ready to be taken to the king. They had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. Hegai provided Esther with the ointments, lotions, and special food she needed, and assigned to her 7 maids selected from the king's palace. He also moved her and her maids to the best rooms. Esther followed the advice that Hegai gave her and won the favor of everyone who saw her. When a young girl had completed the prescribed time for her beauty treatments, she was given whatever she wanted and taken to the royal residence. She would go to the king in the evening, and in the morning she would be taken to a different part of the palace and put in the care of the officer who was in charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king unless he was pleased with her and summoned her by name. When Esther's turn came, she was taken to the royal apartments and brought to the king. It was the 7th year of his reign. Esther found favor with the king, and he loved her more than any of the other women. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then he gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberality. One day, 2 of the court chamberlains who guarded the king's doorway became angry with their master and conspired to assassinate him. Mordecai found out about the plot and told Queen Esther. She then informed the king in Mordecai's name. When the report was investigated and found to be true, the 2 officials were hanged, and the matter was recorded in the Book of the Royal Chronicles in the presence of the king. Next episode, the plot against the Jews.